good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, let's take a look. Now, we're going to talk about what's happened today. Earlier today, former Prime Minister Datuk Sri Najib Razak was found guilty of all seven charges of misappropriating 42 million ringgit of SRC international funds. And this evening, High Court Judge Muhammad Nazla Muhammad Ghazali sentenced Najib to 12 years in jail with 210 million ringgit fine. Now, the jail sentences will run concurrently. That's 12 years for abuse of power and 10 years each for the criminal breach of trust and money laundering charges. Now, while Najib has successfully obtained a stay of execution for his sentence, the verdict will no doubt have an impact on the political landscape. Joining us on the show tonight, we have Lembah Pantai MP Fahmi Fazil. He's also the communications director for Parti Keadilan Rakyat. Fahmi, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Now, this victory of the Pakatan Harapan Coalition in 2018 had allowed for many of the previous administration to be charged for corruption, including Najib, and for his role in the 1MDB scandal. Now, I'm wondering, Fahmi, who you think can claim credit for enabling today's verdict?
Well, I think, for one, the climate post G14 allowed that process to begin. Of course, a lot of the salient points regarding the kind of problems in 1MDB began as early as around 2011, if not earlier, when I think Datuk Sri Anwar in Parliament raised the matter. But it is really I would say really a valiant effort by the prosecution, and of course in this case. It's not really right to say that anyone can claim credit, but it is a marked difference given that for the past 22-25 months, you know, Pakatan Harapan was in power, and that allowed the process to begin.
For me, of course, there are others who have been looking at the Perikatan government, the government led by Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, you know, following the fall of the Pakatan Harapan government, and are wondering about its commitment, the commitment of the Perikatan government, to the very similar agendas around, you know, fighting corruption and whatnot. And I think following the Musa Aman decision, there were a lot of doubts about how this case might proceed. And so now there, of course, commentators saying that the Perikatan government allowed for the judicial process to unfold, as it were, and you know, did not hinder it. Do you think that Perikatan government now can claim, and its supporters can claim, that they are not in, you know, against the anti-corruption agenda? That in fact they're there standing in very similar ways to what Pakatan Harapan stood for?
Yes and no. I think when we look, for example, at the issue of asset declaration, it's quite clear that this current administration is taking things slightly differently than the tack taken by Pakatan Harapan. Now we see ministers, being put into bandwidths of how much assets they have, whereas during Pakatan Harapan's administration, it was very clear what the amounts were. At the same time, I think I for one would say that this is one case out of many cases that is to come. Even Datuk Sri Najib, you know, this is seven charges out of 42. We have many other cases coming up for Datuk Sri Zahid Hamidi, Tengku Adnan, Ahmad Maslan, yeah, and a number of others. So, just from one case today may not be representative of the entire process, given that even today the appeal process, of course, we have to see it through at the appeals court level and, of course, federal court level. So I am cautiously optimistic, but I don't think this completely says that the government is for anti-corruption in that way. We have to wait and see the process through.
Okay, so bearing that in mind, Fahmi, one case out of many, 7 out of 42 charges. Does this verdict change the political landscape in any way, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think we've seen, for example, just before coming on air, I saw, you know, on Dr. Sri Najib's Facebook, he was congratulating, if one could call it that, a statement made by a minister, Khairi Jamaluddin. So, and then, of course, there was a statement by Hishamuddin Hussein.
Fahmi, are you referring to Khairi Jamaluddin's comment saying that loyalty of UMNO members should be to the party, not to the individuals? Is that the comment that you're referring to?
Yes, and there seems to be calls by certain leaders to move on. There was a statement by Dr. Sri Zahid saying that they will make a very important political decision tonight, perhaps as we are speaking. So it'll be interesting to hear what Dr. Ashraf Wajdi will say after this. But I think given that the precarious position the Perikatan government is in with a majority of two, I do think it's lost on Tan Sri Muhyiddin. The impact of this verdict has on his coalition's perception of his leadership. And we see that in his statement. I read his statement as particularly diplomatic, attempting to calm the nerves and perhaps hold his coalition together. I don't know how successful that will be. And, you know, obviously, this coalition, this is a test for Perikatan more than it is about whether Perikatan is for anti-corruption or not.
Fahmi, because one possible scenario, and you know, this morning we heard after the verdict was given, calls for the dissolution of parliament coming from supporters of Najib Razak. In the event that a faction of UMNO pulls out its support for the current government and seeks its you know, fall, where do you think the Pakatan Harapan coalition will be? Does the Pakatan Harapan coalition want an election? Will they stand by Muhyiddin in order to thwart that particular attempt, or will they allow this government to fall?
Okay, so Pakatan Harapan has stated quite clearly that the state governments of Negeri Sembilan, Selangor, Penang, Sabah will not, our position is that it should not dissolve. Given the second wave that's coming, the numbers that appear to keep increasing in terms of positive COVID-19 cases each day, it is worrying. I think Chini was possible partly, you know, really because the area of Pekan would have been a green area. But how do you run elections in Kuching right now when it's a red zone, right? And so for me, those who want dissolution and snap elections now are self-serving. They don't care about what the people are going through, whether it's about the economy, people are losing jobs, or about public health and safety with regards to COVID-19. And we already saw the DG of Health chastising those who were gathered without social distancing outside of the Kuala Lumpur court complex this afternoon. So we don't want a Bosku super cluster to suddenly appear, so we want to avoid these kind of situations. I think the best, that's why in my speech in Parliament during the debates, I said that what's actually an important decision that we have to make as members of Parliament will be some kind of political reconfiguration in order for us to stabilize the government as well as move forward.
Fahmi, does this reconfiguration, as you put it, include supporting Muhyiddin Yassin's administration? Is that what you're talking about?
This is not a call for me to make. I think at this point in time, Pakatan Harapan's Presidential Council has given a full mandate to Dato' Sri Anwar to speak to not only members of the opposition, but anyone who will be aligned to the reform agenda. And I think it's his call to make, and also for Pakatan Harapan's Presidential Council to make a decision should that moment arise.
Is that a conversation that they are having among them?
I'm not in the position to comment on that.
Well, Fahmi, thank you so much for joining us tonight and speaking to us, especially during this time. We're going to take a quick break. More on the impact of the SRC verdict on the political landscape in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.